The words of God given to us today is Acts chapter 16, verse 35 to 40. It is on the page 216 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the script. When it was daylight, the magistrates sent their officers to the jailer with the order, "Release those men." The jailer told Paul, "The magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace." But Paul said to the officers, "They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now do they want to get rid of us quietly? No. Let them come themselves and escort us out." The officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escorted them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. After Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. Amen. This hour, I would like to share stories of my ministry experience. Please understand that I share my stories not to reveal myself, but to testify the grace of God who worked through me. After I changed the direction of my life by entering into a seminary school, the first church that I served as a full-time minister was Church of the Lord in Gangnam, Seoul. After completing 10 years of service at that church, the office term set by myself, the first thing I did was writing a book. There was a specific reason for writing the book titled Ministry of Healing. Before I started the ministry at the Church of the Lord, my only ministering experience was 3 years of service at Yongrak Church as a part-time education preacher. So, at that time, I had no full-time ministry experience. However, as I wrote in the preface of the Ministry of Healing, Church of the Lord received a lot of attention shortly after it has been established. Other churches and organizations asked me to lecture on or preach on the subject of church growth. However, I had no choice but to decline all of such requests. I had no knowledge of such subject, nor ever preached with a view to expand church. I had nothing to say about the subject. In the course of receiving and denying similar requests, I decided to write a book about the Church of the Lord when the right time comes. According to my ministry experience at the Church of the Lord, only the Lord, owner of a church, can be the center of the ministry. It was the Lord who solely established and nurtured the Church of the Lord. What I myself and church members of the Church of the Lord did was simply trying to correctly respond to the callings of the Lord, owner of the church. In order to testify how the Lord provided myself and members of Church of the Lord with right minds and performed beautiful works through us, I had to write a book as soon as my service term at the Church of the Lord had been completed. First, I had to write to pay off to the grace of God given to me who was an unqualified pastor, and second, to respond in writing to those whose lecture request I had to turn down for the reason explained earlier. And there was another reason.
제가 퇴임한 이후에 주님의 교회 제 후임자로
Reverend Young Soo Im was appointed as the chief pastor after my resignation. Reverend Young Soo Im was my senior alum of seminary school and served as the chief pastor of Yongnak Church, or Representative Church of Korea. It would not have been easy for him to serve the ministry of a much smaller size than Yongnak Church while after resignation of a preceding junior pastor. With a grateful heart to Reverend Im, in order to provide him with the report and explanation of how the Lord established and guided his church in the past 10 years, I wrote the book Ministry of Healing. In that book, I wrote about a pastor's self-management as follows. In the past 10 years, my place of ministry was Church of the Lord. I never left Church of the Lord. I did not participate in gatherings of other church as spiritual leaders. Nevertheless, in the past 10 years, I never thought my ministry was limited to Church of the Lord. For 10 years, I thought my ministry was for Korean churches. Although I served the ministry of Church of the Lord, I believed that my ministry work would leave traces behind which will for certain influence Korean churches, whether positively or negatively. The reason we respect and try to take after Reverend Ki Chuk-ju or Yang Won-sun, who were not well-known figures during their time, that we've never met, is because of the traces that they left behind. Therefore, as a pastor, I had to try best to maintain myself. It was because whatever traces I leave behind, it should not be a negative influence to Korean churches. In such sense, the poem of the great monk Seosan can be a golden advice to every pastor. When you walk a field covered with white snow, do not leave a confusing footstep, because the road I walk today will become a milestone to those coming after. I was not being arrogant or proud when I believed that my ministry is Korean churches and my work is not limited to the Church of the Lord, but will influence Korean churches. It is because God, I believe, is God of Trinity, transcending time and space. If God transcends time and space, then even if I plant seeds of truth in a remote place unseen by anybody, wouldn't God make fruit ripe all over the place? Today, many churches do not own church building, but borrow school lecture halls from the as a worship service, or build a lecture hall and share such a facility with the school. Some pastors serve fixed term in order to prevent church being controlled by a particular individual, spend 50% of the offerings on missionary and donation in order to practice the love of the Lord, Pastors do not wear its distinguishing gown in order to honor the spirit of universal priesthood. All of the believers make offerings anonymously, and churches do not circulate offering boxes during the worship service to ensure purity of offerings. Members of church offer their service on a purely voluntary basis and disclose financial statements to public in order to ensure transparency. Church staffs volunteer to pay income taxes to live up to the spirit of true service. Or candidate list of church officer and voting place are provided for a secret voting in order to secure the fairness election of church officers. An increasing number of churches inside and outside of Korea are accepting all of these in part or as a whole.
해외 한인 교회들 가운데에도 그런 교회들이 날로 증가 추세에 있습니다.
All of these were started by the Church of the Lord that I served.
교회로 하여금 최초로 실행하게 하셨던 것들입니다. 이미 말씀드린 것처럼
During the 10 years of service at the Church of the Lord, I only serve the ministry of the Church of the Lord. I have not explored other churches to preach. At that time, the Church of the Lord was not a mega church, and I was only in my 40s serving a nameless church. However, I was putting down my life to follow the will of the Lord within the place of ministry that the Lord provided for me. When I did that, inside and outside of Korea, the Lord has gathered and is gathering fruits of seeds that I planted at the Church of the Lord. God, we believe, who transcends time and space, works like this. For this reason, we cannot measure our work with the worldly scale. No matter how little our works appear from outside, the fruit of our works will be gathered everywhere, even in the other part of the world. Even if our work is done in the most remote place, if such work is done for the Lord, it is a work of the world. Therefore, all of the works of Christians have an absolute meaning before God. For some these days, 2012 Korea Series, which selects the best baseball team, has started. Baseball narrators say that the starting pitcher throws as little as 80 and as many as 130 balls, but no pitch is meaningless. That is so right. Pitchers throw balls sometimes to send away or trick a hitter. Even if a throw turns out to be a careless or wild pitch, a pitcher put a meaning to his pitch at the moment of throw. Same goes for the word of Lord. If the Bible is the word of God, Wouldn't every word, phrase, and sentence have a meaning inside? From the same token, today's scripture cannot be an exception. When the morning has arrived, magistrates of Philippi sent officers to prison cell to release Paul and Silas, who had been beaten and imprisoned without a fair trial the day before. However, when Paul heard such news, he didn't accept it joyfully, but made an objection. Verse 37, But Paul said to the officers, They beat us publicly without a trial, even though we are Roman citizens, and threw us into prison. And now, do they want to get rid of us quietly? No, let them come themselves and escort us out. Paul pointed out to the jailer that beating and imprisoning Paul and Silas, who were Roman citizens, without a formal trial, and quietly releasing thereafter, is a violation of Roman laws, and objected that those violators have to pay a visit in person and escort them out. Verses 38-39, the officers reported this to the magistrates, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were alarmed. They came to appease them and escort them from the prison, requesting them to leave the city. Upon receiving the report that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, the magistrates became alarmed. Beating and imprisoning Roman citizens without a due process not only constituted an illegal act under Roman law, but also lessee majesty against the Roman Empire. As a consequence, they may well be reproached by higher officers or even receive severe punishment. So the magistrates went straight to the underground prison cell of Paul and Silas. They appeased Paul and Silas to leave and escort them out from this prison. Then they asked them to quietly depart to the next destination without raising an issue about their misbehaviors. After that, Paul and Silas returned to their place of stay, Lydia's house. Here, we may raise a question. A question of why did the Bible, the book of the Word of God, record the story of Paul disclosing his Roman citizenship and objecting unfair treatments to the magistrates and receiving personal apologies from the alarmed magistrates? Even without this story, the story in the scripture flows smoothly. For example, even if we take verses 37 to 39, Verse 40 can easily come right after verse 36. The jailer told Paul, the magistrates have ordered that you and Silas be released. Now you can leave. Go in peace. And 40, after Paul and Silas came out of the prison, they went to Lydia's house, where they met with the brothers and encouraged them. Then they left. Even these two verses were all that were recorded in today's text. That would have been sufficient for readers to understand that Paul and Silas were found not guilty, released a day after imprisonment, and continued their mission trip. However, why did the Bible include the story of Paul's objection as a Roman citizen and apologies of the magistrates? Needless to say, it is because this incident has an absolute meaning.
고대어이기 때문입니다.
Then what is such meaning?
지난 두 주에 걸쳐 우리가 함께 살펴본
것 As we have examined in the past two weeks, after called by the Lord, Paul treated things that he used to be proud of as garbage and lived without being conscious about his Roman citizenship. But after the incident in Philippi prison, Paul, being reminded of his Roman citizenship and objecting the imprisonment to the magistrates and receiving apologies, became a defining incident of Paul's determination to lay down his life in Rome, the capital city of the Roman Empire, in the last year of Paul. And in reality, with Paul receiving sentence of decapitation, a shedding blood of martyr in Rome, the gospel could have been rooted in the heart of the Roman Empire and spread out to the entire Roman Empire. In short, the incident of Paul being imprisoned after all because of a false accusation in Philippi had been connected to the incident in Rome, the capital city of the Roman Empire. 2,000 years ago, all of the Mediterranean societies belonged to the Roman Empire. Although Paul may have been well known by Jewish people in Jerusalem, he was a nameless person in the entire Mediterranean societies from the perspective of the entire Roman Empire. Further, he was imprisoned in the underground cell of Philippi. Who in the Roman Empire would have taken notice of Paul, who was imprisoned in an underground cell with his feet fastened in stocks? However, Paul being imprisoned in an underground cell was the beginning of evangelism of Rome. From the moment that Paul had been imprisoned in Philippi by a false accusation, evangelism of the Roman Empire has already begun. This is not the end of the story. All of Paul's words and deeds that took place 2,000 years ago is greatly influencing us living 2,000 years later. How can this be possible? It is because God, whom Paul believed is the God transcending time and space.
반대편에서
It was because through seeds of gospel that Paul spread in the other part of the world 2,000 years ago, God transcending time and space works in us living in Korea today. From such perspective, although Paul's mission place was limited to the northern region of the Mediterranean society, he became a Christian who spread the gospel all over the world. This is not because of Paul's greatness, but because God who worked through him is a great God, transcending time and space. 2,000 years ago, Jesus, who was born in a barn of Bethlehem, lived in a poor village of Nazareth, Galilee. Most of works of Jesus' public life took place in a poor town of Galilee. He never traveled across the Mediterranean Sea or have been to Athens or Rome. Jesus was born, lived, and ascended to heaven in and from the land of Israel. Israel was not composed of a vast territory like Roman Empire. Israel was only the size of Gyeongsangbuk province of Korea. Compared to the vast Roman Empire, Israel was one of the most remote regions. However, message of Jesus Christ who died on the cross to pay sin debts of men in such a remote, small land of Israel had not been confined in that remote place or disappeared. Rather, it spread to all over the world, to five continents across six oceans. This is because Jesus Christ is the only Son of God, transcending time and space. This is because Jesus, who rose from the dead and resurrected on the third day of his death, is Immanuel God, transcending time and space. Therefore, there is nothing strange to connect Paul's imprisonment in an underground cell of Philippi with Rome, heart of the Roman Empire. Such work can also be found outside of the biblical text. The story of corruption of medieval Roman Catholic Church is well known. The very reason for such corruption was corruption of priesthood. The Roman Catholic Church in the medieval centuries formed unity with the state under the systemic union of church and state. At that time, a Catholic priest was a government officer that one's comfortable life was guaranteed after he became a priest. Furthermore, the practice of taking multiple wives or accumulating private wealth by priests was prevalent. So there was no better job than being a priest. As a result, people without theology training became priests through the sale and purchase of priesthood. From church members, the priest collected money that they spent to purchase priesthood. In order to be appointed in a lucrative region or church, they had to pay more. So, in return, they had to collect multiple folds of money from church members. Especially, indulgence was not sold only during the construction of St. Peter's Church. From early medieval centuries, popes used sales of indulgence as a means to expand the Vatican and secure finance. If we take from the word of Jesus, Roman Catholic Church in medieval centuries were closer to den of robbers. The Reformation started in the midst of this in 1518 when a German priest, Martin Luther, posted 95 theses on the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg. At that time, Martin Luther was a young priest, only at the age of 34. To the Roman Catholic Church, which dominated all of Europe, A young 34-year-old priest, Martin Luther, was merely a nameless person. However, the flame of the Reformation did not end in Wittenberg. That flame became far-reaching fire spreading across the European continent. And that was not the end of it. 5 centuries later, today, we live as Protestants from the opposite part of the world. It was because Jesus Christ that Martin Luther followed with his life against then-corrupted Catholic Church in medieval centuries. The Jesus Christ is God in Trinity, transcending time and space. Today, in this Sunday, commemorating 495th anniversary of the Reformation, this is the message that God gave us. Reformation is not something to be asked to others, but to be put into practice by myself. To Christians, Reformation means accepting the Lord as our masters and following the word of the Lord in our lives. It means voluntarily removing anything that blocks or hinders us from following the word of the Lord. It means fighting against any unfairness at any cost in order to follow the word of the Lord. It means understanding that the biggest enemy that we should fight is ourselves, is myself, and train ourselves every day in truth for obedience. As long as I follow the word of the Lord, no matter how little my life appears, my life would be immeasurable with the scale of the world. It is because even if I follow the word of the Lord in a remote place, my life can bring changes in the other part of the world, and I can renew somebody's life 100 years later. It is because, needless to say, God, we believe, transcends time and space. Only those who believe this, whether seen or unseen, can live consciously to God as a true reformist. When you walk a field covered with white snow, do not leave a confusing footstep, because the road I walk today will become a milestone to those coming after. Let us pray. Today, Protestant churches are becoming concerns of the world. Some scholars say that no church in this world has ever been so corrupted like contemporary Korean churches since the sale of indulgence by Roman Catholic Church in the medieval centuries. Protestant churches was born from the Reformation and is now becoming a subject of reform. We thank you for teaching us that a reform cannot be asked to others, but it should be first put into practice by myself in this era where everybody is calling for a reform. Help us not forget that to Christians, a reform means accepting the Lord as our masters and following the word of the Lord in our daily lives, voluntarily removing any obstacles that blocks or hinders us from following the word of the Lord, fighting against any unfairness, even at the cost of our lives, in order to follow the word of the Lord, and understand that the biggest enemy we should fight against is myself, and train ourselves every day in truth for obedience. Help us live with the faith that as long as I follow the word in God, transcending time and space, my life will be connected to the other side of the world, and the seed I plant today can renew someone's life 100 years later. Therefore, help us experience the joy of living as a true reformist, renewing today and tomorrow within the Lord who transcends time and space. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.